This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Wrestling up on Free FM, RFM, and MPR. As always, I'm Grady, and live on Discord, we got Josh.
Hey.
It is time to preview WrestleMania 42. As always, there is a lot of matches to get through, but let's start night one. I'm just going in the order we've been told. We got The Vision and Aisho Speed going up against The Usos, LA Knight, six-man tag match. It's going to kick off night one.
It is what it is. I don't really have a lot of interest in the match and stuff, but it is what it is. It gets everybody on the card that's not named Io Show Speed, and at least gives them a match. I expect the Usos and LA Knight to win. I expect.
I agree. I think, especially with it being the opening match, having the good guys win, especially Aisho Speed is cursed right now, so kayfabe-wise, his team is down in a bit of power. And ironically, it's the only real part that I've loved heading into this match is Aisho Speed's commitment to the bit, LA Knight showing up on his stream, those sort of interactions. The Usos can't really decide where they want to go. We were tag champs. There was maybe a split. Maybe we're getting back with Reigns. Maybe we'll know more after WrestleMania, but it's crazy to think The Vision went from some big Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, gonna feud with Seth Rollins, have this highlight match to, yeah, the opening six-man tag match free on ESPN. It is completely unfortunate with all of the injuries and everything, but still cool to get everybody a spot on the card. Next up, the unsanctioned sanctioned match, Jacob Fatu, Drew McIntyre. It's unsanctioned, but it's booked and there's a spot for it on the card.
Unsanctioned just means no rules. That's all it means. This should be a brawl. I think this could be fun. This could be a lot of fun to watch. I kind of think that this is part of building Jacob Fatu up, elevating him up the card. Drew McIntyre doesn't need the win, and he's in a great position as it is anyway, so losing here won't hurt him. I'm going to go with Jacob.
Yeah, I can say the same, right? I'm a massive Drew McIntyre fan. I always want to see him at the top of the card. But no matter what he does, he will always be in the main event scene. He could show up tomorrow with absolutely no build and challenge for the WWE Championship and nobody would be shocked. He's sort of got that level of prestige about him. Jacob Fatu doesn't have that level. It was, you know, possibility of this being a triple threat or a fatal four-way or how it all shook out. But if Fatu's not just there yet, this is the match to propel him there. And as you say, a win for Fatu means a lot more than a win for McIntyre. And it's going to hurt to say, but I'm going to have to agree again and go with Jacob Fatu. I think it just makes a whole lot more sense and it builds a new star or continues to build a new star. Women's World Championship match, Stephanie Vaquer versus Liv Morgan.
They've actually done some stuff to make you interested in the match. The back and forth between Stephanie and Liv. Ultimately, though, I think it feels a lot like Io Sky did last year, where it was like nothing really mattered for the champion going into the match, where it was more about the people she was facing. I think the same applies, and I think the same thing is going to happen. I think the champion retains. And I think it'll be because of the issues with the Judgment Day.
Yeah. For once, I'm gonna jump in on a disagree. I'm glad there's at least some of them. I just feel like Liv Morgan's got a bit more steam behind her with the Judgment Day. Whether that spins into Liv versus Roxanne, whether that spins into Liv versus Raquel. Stephanie's been a great champion. It's getting on. And you'll probably notice as we get through the card, I'm predicting a whole lot of title changes. And so I'm hitting the big old reset button in my predictions. And so I'm gonna hit the big old reset button here, pop it over to Liv. I have liked what they've been doing. It went from something that didn't have a whole lot of steam to, having a lot of steam really fast. Even if it was just beating the HE double hockey sticks out of each other, they made chicken salad. We've also got the Women's Intercontinental Championship, AJ Lee walking in as champion, Becky Lynch walking in as challenger.
Being scrapped on what I just talked about the other match, I could care less about this match. Because we've seen it multiple times already. They could have done a ladder match on this night with this title and have one on the other one and them not affect each other. And gotten a lot of the other women involved that were involved with this particular title. I'm saying AJ Lee retains just because I don't care. I don't care who wins this match.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a rough one. I'm picking Becky Lynch just to grab the title back, just because I don't know how much longer AJ Lee is going to be around. I think I came into AJ Lee's return with high hopes and wanting to see a lot out of her. And I don't know, she's not around a whole lot. And when you're a world champion, that can kind of work. When you're a mid-card champion, you kind of just forget about it a little bit. And so I just want to shunt the title back to Becky Lynch so that we can move on. As you say, there were people, Natty, Maxine Dupree, there was people who were still floating around this title. We could have done any sort of triple threat, fatal four-way. In terms of all of the matches and the different combinations there could have been, this one's probably my biggest disappointment that we didn't get a different combination. It's a repeat one-on-one, and it's a singles match. They didn't up the stipulation. They didn't even try to put, like, if Becky loses, she can't challenge for the title, like, anything on it. It is the same match we've seen. My prediction's Becky, and I gotta move on, for time. Women's Tag Team Championship also on the line. Fatal 4-Way, Irresistible Forces coming in as champion. They are being challenged by Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss, Bayley and Lyra Valkyria, and the Bella Twins.
I'm going to sound like a broken record here. And this is no fault to any of these 8 very talented women. I don't care about the titles.
You've been pretty consistent in that opinion for many years.
Yeah. I'm going to go with... I mean, I love the stuff that Jax and Legend are doing. I love the stuff that Flair and Bliss did, but it's kind of the tooth are kind of long on that one. It's kind of time to move on. I don't know what they're doing with Bayley. I don't think they know what they are doing with Bayley. I don't think Bayley knows what she's doing with Bayley. Although I will say, I enjoyed the fact that they Cole finally got one up on Bayley. With Bayley tripping herself. And the Bella Twins are, for better lack of better terms, are legends. So I'm going to go, I think just because I think it'll be absurd, I'm going with Bayley and Lyra winning because I don't know. It just seems like the most absurd choice to me.
Yeah, my most likely, I think, Bella Twins, just to have the titles on them, to have them in the lineage, could be something that WWE wants to do. I know there's rumors floating around whether Nikki Bella's ready to go, whether they'll get replaced. We'll have to see. As a second choice, Bayley and Lyra probably make a whole lot of sense to me. I agree, Charlotte and Bliss, they've pulled it off, but it always felt like, you know, they were the eventual split, whether that was going to be going after world titles, whether that was going to be going against the United States Championship. It felt like there was something there. We sort of delayed it a little bit to get to this match, to have the big fatal four-way. Here we are. Maybe this is where it explodes, but I'm picking title change because, of course, I'm picking title change. And I'm going to go with the Bella Twins if they're not hurt. If they do switch it to whoever they switch it to, I'll pick the replacement. WWE loves giving the replacement the win. Seth Rollins, Gunther, we talked about the vision heading into WrestleMania. Gunther also seemingly directionless. Bam, smash them together. You get Rollins, Gunther.
It'd be fine. It'll be a good match. These two are really good wrestlers. It is unfortunate that it's not what we wanted, but it's better than forcing Rey Mysterio to be retired at WrestleMania. I'm going to go with Seth Rollins winning.
All right. I'll take the other side of the coin. I'll go with Gunther on this one. I think it could go either way. As you said, two great talents going into the match, two of them having very different trajectories. I prefer this match to Gunther Rey Mysterio. I think Rey and Dom is still the way to go on that side of things. So this match is all right. I do wish for Seth that he had the big vision blow off, but injuries again making that not a possibility. This match will be good, but it'll be more interesting to see the fallout. I know we've talked about whether Gunther's doing it so he can retire Brock at SummerSlam, the deal with Heyman, getting a little something-something. I hope that it's sort of, there's less story coming into the match, more story coming out of the match. And that's what I want to see, not necessarily where we are now.
There is a chance that maybe that we might see Bron Breakker in the interfere in the match. He wasn't healthy enough to wrestle, but he's healthy enough that he could get involved. Because there was definitely a lot of rumbling that he could have been maybe cleared in time for the actual wrestle match before they announced Gunther Seth. So it's possible if that happens, then yeah, Gunther's winning. And I think ultimately, that does lead to a match with Brock. And then we can hit the ground running with the feud that we were supposed to have had during the summer. So we might still get it in.
Mm-hmm. And then our main event of night one, WWE Championship on the line, Cody Rhodes versus Randy Orton. We know Pat McAfee will be in Randy Orton's corner. It's likely Jelly Roll will be in Cody Rhodes' corner. There is also an added stipulation of if Randy does lose, Pat McAfee will leave the professional wrestling business for good. Shocked Pikachu face.
Yeah, I hate that stipulation so much. It feels like it's a cop-out. It feels like such a cop-out because I don't expect Pat McAfee to leave the professional wrestling business. And with Cody Rhodes, it's like, yeah, he's got the Roman Reigns treatment. You can't bet against him. It's Randy Orton as well. And he's won the title 14 times, and him winning it 15 times is not out of the question. I think we're getting some sort of stupid finish that results in like a Cody getting disqualified. So Cody retains the title, but Randy Orton doesn't lose the match. I don't know why. That just feels like what they're going to do. And then we're going to get at Backlash a tag match.
Yeah, I do think we're going to get that tag match. But I'm going with title number 15 to get us there. Again, it's a title match. Grady's predicting a title change. I'll get some of them right, I'm sure. I'm just giving it to Randy, just because we just had a really long Cody Rhodes reign. I didn't really want them to ping-pong the title with Drew McIntyre. It is what it is. But I've seen what I want to see out of Cody Rhodes for the time being. Now, a Randy Orton, I'm going to ignore the Pat McAfee aspects. A Randy Orton listening to the voices, going heel, Give me Randy back at the top of the card with the championship. Give me a couple of, you know, white meats to chase him. Fail. If you want to put the title back on Cody afterwards, fine. But I want to see Randy Orton, Apex Predator at top of the mountain. Will I get it? We'll see this weekend. Alright, that is halfway through. That is night one of WrestleMania, in fact, and we're going to go into our entrance theme this week. It is the theme for WrestleMania 42. On Free FM, RFM, and MPR. I'm Grady, he's Josh. Night two time. We're kicking off. It is going to be two big boys clashing. Brock Lesnar, Oba Femi. They've gone back and forth physically. They've gone back and forth on the microphone. It is time for them to collide.
This whole thing has been about making Oba Femi the next big thing. It doesn't matter if he wins or loses here. He's basically a made man at this point. Brock has made him. I think, and the fact that this match is going to be on a national television on ESPN, is going to, I think, also factor in. Oba, I want to say I really want to pick Oba. But I think, ultimately, I think Brock will win the match, but barely. And I think there'll be like some sort of like handshake or something, and Brock will show Oba some respect.
Yeah, you really want to pick Oba Femi? I'm committing to the bit. Oba Femi all the way. I think we're going to go from this to maybe some sort of Brock Lesnar, not sure if he's got it, he can't beat Oba, pick up a couple of confidence wins over the next few months to head into that retirement match. But that's mainly because I want to see Oba win. I'm all in, and I'll, for the detriment of my picks, I'm going to pick the younger guy coming into that one. We got a six-pack ladder match, WWE Intercontinental Championship on the line. Penta coming in as champion. Against him, we have Javon Evans, Dragon Lee, JD McDonagh, Rusev, and Rey Mysterio.
This will be an insane ladder match. I worry about Rey's health in this match. But I think this could steal the show. There could be so many like moments. I expect an OG cutter off a ladder because I think Javon Evans is just amazing, and I think he'll pull it off at some point during the match. It'll probably be on McDonagh because McDonough's shown more than willing to be able to take crazy bumps. I'm going to go with a title change. And I'm going to go with a shocker of a title change.
Okay.
I'm going with Dragon Lee.
That is a shocker. Yeah, I think looking at it, the number one man we can probably all rule out is JD McDonagh. I don't think man's walking out with the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah, but we did say that like 15 years ago when Zack Ryder won it.
That is true. Man's least likely to win it. Let's put him at that. I think everyone else, honestly, I'm going to rule out Dragon Lee. I know he's your pick. I've ruled him out. I'm going to rule out Rusev. I think Penta retaining it, awesome. I love Penta. But we know I'm not picking that because I said no champions are making it through WrestleMania for me. Rey Mysterio picking up the title. It would only really to be doing a run against Dom. You know, I've got the title that you held for a while. I don't think that needs the title, but it is a possibility. I'm, as much as I was all in on Femi, I'm all in on Javon. Give me young OG Intercontinental Champion. We're giving him the Randy Orton treatment. He's getting that Intercontinental Championship. I'm all in. Choo-choo, get aboard.
Fair. I would have a problem with that.
You know what? I'm going to skip a match so we can just talk straight about the United States Championship. Sami Zayn coming in as champion, having just picked it up off Carmelo Hayes, going up against Trick Williams. Choo-choo, I'm on the Trick Williams train at the same time, baby.
I would say the odds of this of title changing is stronger with this title than it is the Intercontinental, because of the story, the over story, and the fact that it is just Trick Williams's time. And I think ultimately, I do think Sammy loses the title to Trick. Trick then holds the title, and him and Carmella have bangers throughout the summer. And Sammy goes into a deep, dark depression that eventually maybe leads, hopefully, to something.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, a bit disappointing. Carmella's not involved in this match, but I'm sure him and Trick will be on a collision course. Gimme Femi, gimme Evans, gimme Williams. Choo-choo. Then let's jump into Women's Championship, WWE Women's Championship. Jade Cargill coming in as champion. Rhea Ripley standing against her. Ripley coming in with quite the pedigree. Jade Cargill hasn't defended the title a whole lot. Could be a bit of a challenge.
Have a title match in 7 years for six different titles. I'm picking Rhea Ripley.
You got her right. Does she have the you can't bet against Rhea Ripley now?
Pretty much. Unless
that
she's
double
facing,
R initials.
Unless she's facing Charlotte Flair, then pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. To me, it's funny. You look at the... I know I don't have a lot of time to go on this tangent. You look at the WWE games, and Rhea Ripley is often rated at or above Roman Reigns at the top of the game. And I think that's very reminiscent here. You put Rhea Ripley... She was a break glass because we didn't have Bianca Belair. It's fine. I think she's got to take it. As much as I've picked crowning a lot of the younger talent in the other matches, I don't know what Jade Cargill winning over Rhea Ripley's going to do. It kind of puts Jade back in the position she's been in that hasn't really been flourishing. Do I want Rhea Ripley as champion again? No, I want Rhea Ripley to be enjoying herself and going out there tagging with Io Sky and having fun, but I got to make a prediction based on patterns and RR for the win. Dominic Mysterio versus Demon Finn Balor.
I think this will be a short match, despite the fact that both can go, and I think they could give us a 15-20 minute match if they wanted to. I just don't see it. I think this gets 10 minutes at most, and I wonder if maybe two of that will be used with the Demon entrance. I think the fact they're bringing the Demon back, I think... also hands hands the match to Finn.
Yeah, I think I probably would have said you can't bet against the Demon in the past. Very few people have managed to topple the Demon, one of them being Roman Reigns, who you also can't bet against. Yeah, it's a special attraction. They're whipping it out. Finn Balor needs the momentum as well. I could see them having this match and Dom, we've seen him already going like, hey, I signed the contract to face Finn Balor, not the Demon. So maybe we get a match at Backlash where Dom's like, no, I want to face just regular old Finn Balor. And maybe that's where they can go at it a bit longer when we're not on the confines of a WrestleMania card. But I'm not going to bet against the Demon. Simple as that. Main event time, World Heavyweight Championship, CM Punk coming in as champion, his opponent, the man, we've said many times already on the show this week, you can't bet against Roman Reigns.
I actually am.
I was hoping that throughout the entire show we'd built up this whole thing and you were going to pick against him.
Yeah, I think, as much as I think that I think this is about giving Punk his WrestleMania moment. And I think he ends the show holding the title. I think Roman has other issues that I think are going to come into play during the match. And I think ultimately, this is towards the end of what will be the end of Punk's run. And I think he goes over Roman, and maybe we can finally hear the end of the gotta make Roman look strong stuff.
Look, I've predicted 7 title changes up until now. You think I'm not going to pick an 8th? do I want it? No. I agree. I think CM Punk got just that tiny little bit of juice left in him in this title reign. It's not how I foresaw it ending, passing it back to Roman Reigns, but hey, I gotta stay consistent. I'm picking my 8th title change, every title change in hands. Roman Reigns, I'm not betting against him. I like my safe money, but would I be sad if Punk won? No. I'm just not picking it when it comes to picks. Alrighty, well, that is the Night 1 and Night 2 card of WrestleMania 42 as we know it at time of recording. And it is also us running out of time. We had great time management this episode. It's been great talking to you, Josh.
Hi, B.
And you can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/wrestlingrnd, our proud Twitter page, twitter.com/wrestlingrnd, our YouTube page, youtube.com/wrestlingrnd, up. And we will catch you next week with the results, and we'll see who was more correct.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.